Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast. 98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport with Jamie Moore.
Yeah, we'll begin with the Six Nations. Nathan Whelan, a break weekend this weekend, but all eyes on Ireland, England next weekend.
Yes, and it's two wins from two for Andy Farrell's men, and it's mixed emotions after both. Of course, the 19-12 win over Scotland, it failed to reach the heights they expected, but they definitely rectified that with a 24-14 much improved win over Wales in the second game. Obviously, they're heading into the England tie at Twickenham on the 23rd, which is next Sunday. They obviously suffered a surprise defeat to France in their opening game in Paris, but since Ireland bounced back with the win over Wales, you know, it's a bit, you know, give and take as to whether what Ireland team will show up against England.
Yeah, and we're going to assess now exactly at the start those two wins, what Ireland will face in England, chances not just to win the Triple Crown but also try and win the Six Nations. The voices now of Ireland legends Brian O'Driscoll and Ronan O'Gara chatting off the ball.
They've started exactly as they would have wanted to. Everyone talks about having to win your home games in the Six Nations, and a huge amount of pressure. That pressure valve has been released on the basis of two wins. You would imagine that they shouldn't have any difficulty in dispatching Italy at home in round four. Mm. So, you know, anything hereafter is an added bonus from where we were post-World Cup in a new era under Andy Farrell. And now with confidence buoyed on the back of a really good performance against Wales. You know, the way England have stuttered a small bit and a couple of their big players not fit. There's every reason to be confident but wary as to what Twickenham will hold for us in whatever 10 days' time. So it's an exciting place, and there's a quick turnaround from even where we were after the Scotland game. I think there was a lot of doom and gloom. People got very much down on the team. It was almost the World Cup disappointment was reinforced with a bit of a lackluster performance against Scotland. But, the grind they turned that victory into was then reinforced with a miles better performance against Wales and a very clinical display.
You know, the Scottish game, I think Scotland were probably the aggressors, while at the weekend Ireland were the aggressors. Ireland took the initiative. You look, I suppose there was a little bit of a change in mindset, definitely. I think the back three want more touches on the ball, which culminated in Stockdale chipping through after 40 seconds against Wales, which is always a good sign. If your back three are getting hands on the ball in the wider channels, it means you stress the defence. Teams are very comfortable defending, especially the big boys, between 15 and 15 metres. But, like, if you don't use the extra 15 metres on either side, it eliminates your kind of running metres by 30 metres every game. So from that point of view, I think the ambition has been for the Wales game was better, and their accuracy of passing was a little bit better. Fine margins, like, kind of, you know, maybe overestimated it live, but like Hadley Parks gets that down, it's still 30 minutes to go, 5-point game, Joe. It's a different game again. And I think what is very clear from the first two weekends is this championship is up for grabs. You couldn't say any team is standing out over another team from my point of view. France 2 out of 2, but would have probably a little bit of hindsight struggled against Italy. Going to Wales next, extremely difficult game. England at home. Ireland have to go to Stade de France. So, Ireland are left with two very difficult away games, one easy home game. Mm. Wales at home are different. They're going to be hurting a bit. They have to respond. So it's a hard one to call, potentially, between, obviously, Ireland, England, Wales and France.
Yeah, over an hour of Six Nations analysis between Ronan O'Gara and Brian O'Driscoll right now on youtube.com/offtheball. Now, Ireland's training plans have been hampered a bit by the storms. Of course, we're in the middle of Storm Dennis now at the moment. They've been down in Irish Independent Park, but it hasn't stopped their preparations, even though an open day for fans had to be cancelled. An in-house game against the under-20s did take place, and Peter Manny has been telling Irish Rugby TV's Ryan Bailey all about it.
We got a huge amount out of the session. We probably got a little more out of it than we would from a normal open session with regard to showing our hand, really, because obviously there's lots of cameras around when it's open session, so we could do a few of our plays here today and not worry about that. So we probably got a little more out of it, which is great.
Yeah. The 20s obviously always speak about getting a huge amount, about a hit out against you boys as well, but it seems like the seniors get a huge amount out of it as well.
It's great for both teams. It's a great opportunity for the lads, and it's a great opportunity for us to get a really good clip of a session in. Obviously there's a few of our guys are released back, so we're a bit low in numbers, and to have, you know, full complement and as good as the lads are playing at the moment, their skill set and the way they've been playing, it was a super session, and we both took a huge amount out of it.
Both teams are 2 from 2. You're building towards Twickenham on Sunday. Week, how are preparations going in general? You've been down in Cork here for 2 days.
Yeah, look, it's been great. Today was the big day for us, you know, to get as much as we could out of it. With the lads, we had a good day yesterday in CIT. Just getting through some of our plays and walkthroughs and some of the usual stuff. But I think we used this week well, you know. It's tough backing up Six Nations games, and it was nice to get a break, but to build for a. Take a bit of pressure off us next week for regard to meetings and knowledge and all that kind of stuff. So it was you know, they're a great exercise to get down and get ahead of the week.
Yeah, that's Ireland's Peter O'Mahony speaking to Irish Rugby TV ahead of a massive Six Nations weekend next weekend, Nate.
Yes, they take on England next Sunday at 3 p.m. But of course, Wales take on France and Italy welcome Scotland. Both of those games on the Saturday.
Yes, and we'll have a full coverage and build up to Ireland to England on next Sunday. And that's what I call sport. We'll be hearing from Andy Farrell, the Ireland head coach, the captain Johnny Sexton, and our resident Six Nations expert Shane Byrne will join us as well, Nathan, as the under-20s focus comes into focus, should I say, next weekend as well.
Yes, and of course, much similar to the senior side, they are also 2 wins from 2 in their Six Nations campaign. They recorded a 38-26 win over the Scots at Irish Independent Park in round 1, and then followed that up with a 36-22 win over Wales to top of the table. Next up, they face England at Franklin's Gardens on 21st of February, which is next Friday, who are also 2 wins from 2.
Now, we may sound like we're repeating ourselves by saying 2 wins from 2 and Ireland v England, because the Ireland women's team, Nathan, have also won both of their matches. And guess who they're going to face next weekend?
I'm guessing it's England.
It is.
They've, of course, taken maximum points from their opening 2 games as well. First was an 18-14 win over the Scots. Of course, they were under severe pressure at times, but dug deep and Bevan Parsons' lightning pace secured a win in that game. That was before a 31-12 win over Wales, where they secured a bonus point early in the tie. Both of those games were at Energia Park in Donnybrook, but next up, England, of course, is at Castle Park, who have also picked up 2 wins from 2. It's next Sunday on the 23rd of February.
Yeah, Bevan Parsons doing her leaving cert and playing for Ireland in the Six Nations, and felt for the Welsh ladies team last weekend, Nathan, in Energia Park. The showers were cold in their dressing room. Apparently they were hot at half time, but cold by the end. There was some problem with the boiler or the tank, and everybody has apologised to them. But after playing in that horrible rain and wind, which we're going to hear about from Ciara Griffin in just a second, the Welsh team couldn't even have a hot shower.
It's not really ideal, but I suppose, you know, some things sort of happen, don't they?
Yeah, of course, always make it uncomfortable for the away team. Isn't that how it's meant to work? Now, Ciara Griffin, the Ireland captain, has been chatting to Off the Ball's Joe Malloy, and she started by telling Joe about playing in that storm last Sunday.
Yeah, it was. I suppose for the warm-up and everything, it was really warm for the warm-up, and a lot of us kind of took off our base layers. We thought it'd just be very warm. Then all of a sudden, it just changed in the second half, and well, the heavens opened. But look, that's rugby season. That's the way you get sometimes playing rugby. So you just have to kind of adapt to your surroundings.
So 31-12, it was a comprehensive win. That's 2 wins from 2. I know Adam Griggs said at the start of the season that 3 home wins would be a really successful and positive Six Nations. So you're 2/3 of the way there anyway. Tell us about the game. Tell us about the performance.
Yeah, look, it's great. 2 wins from 2 is obviously a nice target to have so far, and you really want to keep pushing. I think the performances have improved. Obviously, there's areas for improvement and there's areas you want to fine-tune. But I think the weekend was a really good team performance. It was a really collective performance in terms of all 23 really working together. And I think the big thing for us is the elements, that we controlled the elements, and that our ball handling was quite crisp as well. Because often those type of elements, you can, I suppose, throw wild passes, or you can just, the weather can get the better of you. So I think that was a great big thing for us to take from it. Mm. And just, I suppose, our possession, our attacking play was, you can see it was quite good. So hopefully now just keep pushing on.
So Castle Park in Doncaster is the next port of call against England. They've been very, very good. I think a lot of people might have caught their game yesterday where they beat Scotland 53 points to nil. They were away in France as well on the opening day, got a brilliant win away to France, you know, in front of a huge crowd. We know where French rugby is at. So absolutely, I'm sure, confidence from the past two games, but an understanding that it's a massive step up now in England, and away to England at that as well.
Yeah, look, it's a big match now in 2 weeks' time over in Doncaster. But so we, you know, you prepare for the same game as always. You go into each game wanting to perform, wanting to put in a good performance in the green jersey. Obviously, you want to win every game you play, you know.
Yeah.
So I think a big thing for us is that we've had that confidence from the two wins. We have areas now that we know we can fine-tune, we can improve on. And just focusing on those now and so building for 2 weeks' time to put in that performance we know we're capable of.
Yeah, best of luck to the Ireland ladies against England next weekend. That is the captain, Ciara Griffin, speaking to Off the Ball. Now, Nathan, Six Nations aside, because it's a break weekend this weekend, Pro 14 back and a youthful Leinster team as such in action along with the other Irish provinces this weekend, despite the storm.
They were indeed. First up, Munster dominated the Southern Kings as they ran 10 tries past the South African side to finish 68-3 winners at Irish Independent Park on Friday evening. Connacht secured a 29-0 win over Cardiff in Galway yesterday as Dave Heffernan inspired the men from the West with a man of the match display. It wasn't all good news for the provinces as Ulster slumped to a 26-24 defeat at the Ospreys. However, Leinster also bagged a win as they saw off the Cheetahs by 36-12 at the RDS, as Storm Dennis made conditions very difficult for both sides.
98 FM. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.